Our next speaker is Mubanga Kasakula from Zambia. Mubanga?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mubanga Kasakula. I'm a small-scale farmer from Zambia. I want to talk about the impacts of climate change on small-scale farmers in Zambia. Therefore, I invite you to walk with me through the situation of Zambia. Zambia has a total of 10.4 million people. 60% of the population in Zambia is engaged in agricultural activities, and most of them are women. Zambia has got three seasons, hot and dry, that is August to October, the rain season, November to April, and a cool, dry season, April to July. Most of farming is done in the one rain season, unlike in other countries like Uganda and Tanzania, which have got two wet seasons. What we have noticed in the recent years is there is a shift in the start of the rain season. The rain do not begin until December and stop by early March, and rain is interspersed with dry spells. Most crops grown are late maturing, like local varieties of maize and sorghum. Yields are going down due to lack of rain. This has brought about a critical situation. In 2005, Zambia has a food deficit of 85 metric tons. Drought has reduced yields. If you look in the picture, you look at my friend Fremont in the southern Zambia, who is showing how poor his crop is this year. It is completely a bare ground. The impacts. The reduced food supply affects household incomes for families dependent on agriculture. For example, in the year 2004, Zambia produced 1.2 million metric tons against this year's 866,000 metric tons. Calculate the difference and the suffering of the families that depend on agriculture. Families cannot send children to school because there is no money for fees. The span of attention of children in school is affected as children are sent to school hungry. Malnutrition is on the increase. There is great susceptibility to disease and low survival rates for HIV/AIDS victims. Women and girls are walking longer distances in search of water for animal and domestic use, which is tiring. The support we need: enhance the capacity of the Zambian Meteorological Agency to give accurate, timely information. In this area, we have got an handicap. Funding for small-scale irrigation schemes, which are affordable for poorer farmers. Funding to develop early maturing and drought-tolerant crop varieties through farmer-led research. Encouragement to grow drought-resistant crops, for example, cassava, sorghum, instead of hybrid maize. Support for appropriate farming, not just more food aid. Small irrigation can help. The Trido pumps can lead to almost doubled production from a small investment. How that support should be given? More resources and investment to agriculture sector and transparency in its allocation. Improved rural infrastructure relevant to poorer people to enable income-generating activities. That is access to water and electricity. Give space and the capacity for farmers to engage in policy issues from local level to the international level. Brothers and sisters, if we are to make poverty a history, we need more and better head into agriculture. Thank you for listening, and thank you for accompanying me on the way through the Zambian situation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mubanga, for that excellent presentation.